The idea of this walkthrough grid is very similar to the domino, which we started with, and it's actually the same words, starting, as you remember, with apricot, which is this one, the red one here, and the same colors to make it easier, except that this time you don't drag them around and put them together, magnetized cubes, but rather you walk around this grid in such a way that you navigate them in the right order, and the principle is the same as before. The edge sounds should match. So if you start with apricot, like I'm now standing on, sorry, you should then proceed to T-bone steak. I believe this is T-bone steak. Here you are. And then to, well, do you know which one starts with K from playing around with the dominoes? Anyone?
The green one?
T-bone steak.
Well, I'll tell you then. The one that starts with K is cream. Yeah, etc. So basically you walk around this, except that you've got 16 stones, 9 stones plus 7 distractors, okay? So you may actually make a mistake and go in a wrong direction. It's like a maze, somewhat, okay? That's the idea. Now with all these activities, the idea, Paulus, could you mute your mic, please? Thank you. The idea is exactly, no you didn't. hello? I'm getting echo and
how about now?
That's of course, no, I'm still getting echo. Okay, now it's better, I think. Yes, thank you. The idea is exactly the same in a way, namely make learners manipulate objects, make them move through the objects, open them maybe, and that of course mostly appeals to kinesthetic learners. That was the leading idea of my Presto presentation, and the Pachacha presentation that you may have seen or heard about. But of course, I really believe, although I have no, you know, scientific proof, that it will work with all kinds of learners, as it's, well, sheer fun, and learning through fun is probably the best kind of learning that there is. So, that's the grid.